Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica.
19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
What the world needs now is positivity. Connecting, relating, and being human together is where it's at. Hi there, Honey German, and I know life happens, but trust, you got this. And State Farm got us. It feels good knowing that State Farm agents are there to help you choose the right coverage with great support 24/7. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of 2 clinically studied ingredients in 1 revolutionary formula: berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. Right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is He Said, Ella Dijo with Eric Winter and Rosalind Sanchez.
So how are you, Eric? We are back with another episode of He Said, Ella Dijo. What do you have to say today?
What do I have to say today?
Can I tell you something? I realized how old we were last night. We threw this little get-together for the kids, right? With Dylan's like 3 families and just friends. And he did barbecue. Eric had a barbecue and I was cleaning all day and we're making the house nice because we have these people coming. It's been a while since we invite people over because I've been gone and COVID and all that. Anyways, we had a blast. It was just lovely. But we went to bed like at 8:30 and we were exhausted to the point that like Eric couldn't move. I couldn't move.
Physically beat up. I don't understand. Like, Sabella's like, what'd you even do?
I'm I was physically beat up.
We cooked and we moved things, but I hadn't felt that exhausted, and we are old.
We are old. I was like, why is my body falling apart on me when we just did a little party for the kids?
But nonetheless, my son asked me the night before, he said, hey, Daddy, do you like tie-dye? And I said, sure. Dylan, why not? Because you made a tie-dye shirt at school. And he goes, because Mommy said you have weird taste.
Because
is it true? Are we supposed to not say bad things to our kids about? That's not terrible.
Nothing bad. You said, no, listen.
Daddy's got weird taste.
Dylan went with me to the mall. So we're like around the male area, like clothing, right? For men. And there was this beautiful ATM tie-dye shirt. And he goes, Mom, that one, because Dylan loves tie-dye. And I said, I love it, Dee, but I don't know if your daddy will like it because he has a weird taste. And I just said it in passing, like the most normal thing in the world. This little kid that is 4 years old, 2 days later, goes to Eric and says, Mom says that you have weird taste. And I was like, how does he even remember that?
Unbelievable.
She was funny.
Meanwhile, I think Rosalind got into an insane fight with Dylan because she insisted that Wonder Woman was a tough superhero. So she, as a grown woman, beat up every male superhero that he has in his collection.
No, but you know why I did that?
Threw him across the house to where Dylan was screaming, crying, saying, Mom, don't do that. Well, stop.
Eric,
and she's throwing Aquaman across the house.
He needs to learn his lesson.
Crying.
He needs to learn his lesson because Dylan is always beating up on what's her name? La Mujer Maravilla. Wonder Woman.
Wonder Woman.
La Mujer Maravilla. That's her name, actually. Okay. La Mujer Maravilla.
Okay.
Wonder Woman. So he's always like having all the other superheroes beating on this woman. I keep saying, no, I'm Wonder Woman. Guys, do not hit girls. Don't do that. And I'm always teaching him, don't allow that to happen, Dylan. So just to bug me, he starts doing that, like super loud. Like, look, Mom, and just throwing Wonder Woman all over the floor, banging her. And I was like, you know what? No. So I grab Wonder Woman. And she bit
and she
the hell out of every single...
Traumatized Dylan. He wasn't having fun anymore. He was screaming. He was crying. He was yelling, stop, stop. And then Rosalind just kept laughing in his face. And then he's saying, stop. And it was...
I couldn't stop laughing because I thought it was super funny.
It was outrageous.
I lost my mind for a second. But he needed to learn.
Lost your mind.
He needed to learn. And guess what? Finally, the podcast room that, by the way, guys... We still have to set up the cameras properly so you actually enjoy. We have this gorgeous room and you can only see these two little faces and this thing in the back. He's like, what's happening with us? We have no vision. We have to do this right. Anyways, but the Hollywood House Lift with Jeff Lewis is coming out soon. I think it's out, actually. I am one of the episodes. We are one of the episodes.
Oh, you're barely. Oh yeah, you are in some of it. I guess I'm in some of it because you were out of town, so I had to be in the show.
Wasn't.
But you know, they did an amazing job on the podcast space. So
it's beautiful, and you'll get to see it one day completely. That when we set it up properly, it's just we've been going crazy. But the room is gorgeous. Anyways, we have some topics.
All right. So Denise Richards defending her daughter Sammy for joining OnlyFans.
Oh Jesus.
What is OnlyFans? I mean, I've heard
don't
of it.
Don't act like you don't know.
I don't know OnlyFans. Oh, I just have to
God,
Google it. I've
Eric,
heard of it.
Eric,
do you know what it is?
Please.
Do you know what it is?
It's like this website that is like all hot and bothered. All these girls are like, I don't know exactly what it is.
Exactly but what you just said. Don't act like you don't know. Please. And then you just go, I don't know exactly what it is either. What are you talking about?
It's like.
Hopes to use OnlyFans to show that all bodies are beautiful. Huh.
But her body is. So unconventional for her to think that?
It's an 18-year-old joining a predominantly adult content subscription platform. And I guess she's showing off pictures in lingerie and stuff like that.
How old is she?
Hmm?
How old is she?
I don't know how old she I don't know how old she is, actually.
The point is, would you be...
Let's she's 18.
Ah! So Sabella at 18 years old says, Dad, I think I'm hot. And I want to showcase the importance of self-confidence and being a secure female and have no issues with my body.
You can do it all you want. You don't have to do it on Instagram or you don't have to do it on social media or on sites where people are paying.
So people pay to be able to see
it. Yeah, I think it's like, it sounds like a little more.
Is it adults only? Only fans, only adults?
Yeah, you have to be 18 or over to be on the site. Look, I don't know. I mean, I think it's, look, she's 18. She's an adult. She can
she's
do
right
she
here.
Wants.
I have pictures of her. Oh, she's beautiful.
She can do what she wants. She's
I'm
18,
trying to think if she says, I want self-confidence. Like what is your body type for her, for you to be like, I just want to show that you can be self-confident with any body type. And you're like 100 pounds and you have the fucking body of a model. So what is this confidence that she's talking about?
Attention.
Oh, got it. Okay.
I'm assuming it's just attention. Does Denise have the right to support her daughter? 110%.
Of course. And she says, listen, I did, what is it, the two things? I did wild things.
Charlie Sheen's upset about it.
And she
which,
did Playboy.
That's pretty funny.
Well, because it's a, well, because he's
a dad.
He's
though,
a dad.
At the end of the day.
That's usually he's like his baby girl doing that. But listen, Denise, the mom is comfortable with it.
Denise. What is up with your pronunciation?
What did I say?
Denise.
Denise. Okay, Denise. So Denise is comfortable with it. So let's be comfortable with it.
I'm comfortable with it.
Okay. It's not our issue. Do I want Sabella to have an OnlyFans account at 18?
Hell no.
No. But listen, at the end of the day, if she thinks that she's doing something positive.
She's 18. There's nothing we can
do. If she feels that she's contributing to the world by showing her thigh.
Terrible. Oh, God.
But like, is OnlyFans only like sexy stuff?
I guess so. Don't be trying to join it. Let me tell you that now.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica.
19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
I love sharing positive tips with my listeners on everything from health challenges to relationship troubles. Because life happens, baby, but you got this. Hi there, I'm Honey German, and I know we can all use some positive energy these days. That's why I make sure to empower my community, because a bit of motivation and support can go a long way. And luckily, we have State Farm to support us. Like when you talk to a State Farm agent to choose the coverage you need, and they have the options to protect the things you value most. It's the perfect positive tip you need. State Farm is also a big supporter of the My Cultura podcast network, where we as podcast hosts get to share our experiences and stories. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Listen to new episodes of your favorite My Cultura shows wherever you listen to podcasts.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula. Berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. And right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Today, more than ever, we're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. And who has the time? HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your family's insurance and reviews your medical claims as they come in from your healthcare providers. Then, HealthLock's technology flags and alerts you to any errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud to help you and your family save. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save more than $130 million. Saving on medical bills starts with knowing where to look. HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix hidden medical bill errors. To save, visit healthlock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider.
Camilla Parker Bowles opens up to British Vogue about all the criticism she has received over the years. Well, thanks to Rosalind, I started watching The Crown.
Do you think she was treated unfairly?
Tough.
Do you think she was treated unfairly?
Look,
Do you think the Netflix show The Crown shines a negative light on Camilla? Or does it help the public understanding of her?
I think it definitely shows a negative light. But at the end of the day, he didn't want to be with Princess Diana. And the royal family kept these two people apart that clearly wanted to be with each other and loved each other. So it was just a recipe for disaster. But they do shed a negative light on her because she's having an affair with the
They both got married. They had kids. Then move on. He's like, throughout their marriages, they're both cheating on their spouses because it was a forbidden love because nobody wanted them together. So let's just do it secretly and let's make our partners miserable. I don't know if I'm into it. Listen, God bless them. They ended up together. He was very honest and he was transparent since he was very young. This is who I love. This is who I want to be. And guess what? He ended up with the woman of his life. So good for him.
And she's,
but it was kind of shady.
Yeah, and she's in this position now where she's looked at by the world, and she's on every royal family, event picture, the 75th birthday.
Because I think consistency paid off. I think this is a woman that there were a lot of mistakes done, but she loved him, and she's been constant. Her love for him and the support that he had and still has for him is undivided and it's unequivocal. Is that a word?
Yeah.
That was a big word for me.
It's good.
Unequivocal.
I also don't feel too bad for her. Look, you she had many opportunities to just say like, I don't want this attention. I'm going to end this. I don't want to be a part of it.
Well, I don't think she did it because of the attention. What do you mean?
No. If the attention was too much, the negative or otherwise, she could have cut it off with Prince Charles. You don't need to stay with him. He's not forcing her to stay.
She loves him. And she's a very secure woman, Through it all, she has always demonstrated her self-confidence is unbelievable. And she wasn't the prettiest one. She wasn't the most loved one, And still, she's so confident and a great sense of humor and incredibly smart. So she was very much alone. I'm my own thing. Bring it on. I can take it. It's not about me. It's about them.
But then you can't feel bad for somebody because you know what you're getting yourself into. You're entering into the royal family. You know the attention you're going to get. You know the negative or positive, the press. It's going to be overwhelming. I don't feel too bad for somebody in that situation.
I don't feel bad for her. I don't think she feels bad for herself either.
I think so. She's living a great life.
I know. I think she took everything I know what I'm getting myself into and I'm going to come out swinging and winning. And clearly she did. She's with the man and she's been accepted. And I think even all over the world, people don't see Camilla as the nemesis. I think now people understand she's the real deal. I think.
Okay.
Okay. And how much autonomy should kids have over their hair? Oh, God, not this topic, please.
Well,
giving your children full control of how they wear their hair can be daunting for many parents, but mental health therapist Dr. Courtney Glickman says you should allow your kids to dye, cut, or style their hair however they want. She says hair is a deeply personal part of your child's self-expression and in some cases, their gender exploration. Plus, no matter what your kids decide to do, hair grows back. Well, Dr. Glickman, I have an issue with that.
Rosa won't even let Dylan cut his bangs.
I want his hair. I want to preserve His goldie, how you got it? Goldie
locks? She says, give him a haircut, but don't cut off the blonde. Well, the blonde is on the tips. How do you give him a haircut?
Then don't give him a freaking haircut.
You got to give him a haircut. He's got to have the hair out of his eyes, out of his nose.
I don't care. You saw Nixon at school, like all these little kids with this beautiful, even Finn.
But if
beautiful, long, luscious hair. And it's amazing.
But if our kid is saying it bugs him.
He doesn't say that.
Yes, he does. No.
You have instilled inside his little mind that the hair is too long and it bothers him.
Not true. I can tell when it bothers him. Ask Adele. Our nanny admits to it too. Look, I mean, Rosalind has a difficult, we talk about control a lot on this show. Rosalind has a difficult time not controlling the children's wardrobe or their hair.
Listen, I gave up on Sabella a long time ago. Sabella dresses however she wants to dress. And I can't stand it, let her do it.
Okay. The other day, I let Dylan pick out whatever he wants. And she said, Eric, don't start letting him do that. It was a nightmare with Sabella. Yes. Now she wears whatever she wants. She stopped me from allowing him to pick out whatever
because
he
wanted. Let me tell you something. Dylan, different from Sabella, it's always been very good at, Mom, whatever you want me to wear. But, and you know what? He dresses beautiful. Listen, he's only 4 years old.
And pick what he wants. Well, who cares?
Eric, he's not asking to do that.
He does. He likes to go in and pick stuff out.
No. You, by saying that, now you're giving him the freedom. Listen, and I believe in self-expression. I think it's a beautiful thing.
You do.
It's okay. It's just that I never had my thing with Sabella that I have, oh my God, I have a daughter. So she's my little princess. I'm going to dress her and have so much fun dressing this little girl, because since she was able to talk, she was like, no. So Sabella dresses however Sabella wants to dress. And with Dylan, he's more gentle. He's more about, Mom, whatever you want. He doesn't really care. But he's becoming so smart and copying behavior from Sabella that if now we start giving him those open choices, no, that is a bad thing. Again, I'm all about fierceness and self-exploration and self-confidence.
Yourself.
No, I'm not.
Let him wear what he wants. No, let him do his hair how he wants.
I enjoy dressing my boy. I enjoy
hair. Maybe you compromise. Dylan, let Mommy, she likes to do this, let me dress you.
No, but they
a
won't,
few days
they,
and you can
they,
dress.
They won't be able to rationalize it like that. The thing is, to me,
so you just
the second
strip him of that honor.
The second we give him that freedom, he's going to be like, don't dress me anymore. I'm going to do whatever I want. And you know what? Let me enjoy my baby a little longer. Very soon he's going to be like, Mom, this is what I want to wear. Don't bother me.
If I was in her shoes right now, she'd be, Eric, you're just being controlling.
I'm not trying to be controlling.
You are.
I just want to enjoy my boy a little longer.
But let him also.
And I love dressing him.
Let him also have these moments.
He's not asking to have these moments.
He is. He did the other day, and then you argued. He's like, I don't want to wear it.
When?
The other day for his graduation. And then you had to,
she had to escort
all of us out of the room, me and Sabella, so she could have alone time with him to convince him.
I didn't. I put him on something else.
I know, but you had to make us all leave so you could convince him.
Yeah,
on something else
because it was between me and Dylan at the moment. I didn't want anybody participating. You know, Sabella, the second I put something on, she's like, you're wearing that? Just to bug me. Anyways, do you agree with Dr. Glickman or no?
About letting kids do what they want with their expression?
With their expression, with their hair?
Their self-expression?
No, hair.
I know, with hair being the form of self-expression. Look, I don't know. I we've done it with Sabella, and I also stand firm with this. Like, she can do it. She has friends in her school that are all cutting their hair off on one side that want to put color in it.
At school,
I don't think it's fully allowed anyways, the color and all that. I think there is a bit to preserve a bit longer to where she can make those decisions later.
Yeah.
I'm not anxious to, like, let a, you know, an 8-year-old decide to cut off half their hair and change the color and do whatever they want, like that super young. She's 10, but still, I'd rather string it out a little bit longer.
Did you read?
But we let her cut her hair when she wanted to cut her hair. She wanted to cut it off. We let her cut
it. She did. And we're very short. And now it's growing. And I hope she keeps it growing. Did you read this whole thing? You know, J-Lo performed at this Dodgers.
At the Diamond Gallery.
Yeah, event. And she introduced her daughter, Emmy, to sing with her. She sings beautiful. And of course she does. Mark Anthony's a dad and J-Lo's a mom, you know, she has that DNA, everywhere. Anyways, I guess she presented her as
with the pronoun. Well, yeah, they said that.
Is it confirmed that she's how do you call that? Non-confirmed?
She had a non-binary, introduction or whatever it was. Yeah. The way she introduced her was not he or she in that regard.
So it's.
I mean,
the
I don't
open.
Know. I think it's all speculation. It's not confirmed anything. It's just that's how she chose to introduce her, and now people are running with it.
Yeah.
She introduced her as they. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, so she introduced her.
She
as
wasn't
a
tied
they.
To a she.
But by doing that, are you confirming that the daughter is going through that, or you're just doing it because it's the current times and every kid
I think she's leaving that. She's not addressing that. So. Because it's the current times, you can get away with doing that and be like, oh, that's just how I wanted to be correct in that and the way I wanted to introduce her for our family. So I'm not addressing that she's feeling any which way about herself, but I'm also not her identity, and I'm also not denying it.
Okay.
So it's opened up the conversation for sure. People are speculating now.
Interesting.
Yeah.
All righty. Yeah.
All right. Well, that was fun.
Alrighty, until next week. Love you.
Love you. Thanks for listening. Don't forget to write us a review and tell us what you think.
If you want to follow us on Instagram, check us out at He Said Ella Dijo, or send us an email, ericandross@iHeartRadio.com. He Said Ella Dijo is part of iHeartRadio's My Cultura podcast network.
See you next time.
Bye.
Looking for a healthy, natural mood boost? Boost your health and happiness with Happy Saffron Plus by BrainMD, the 3-in-1 formula for a better you. Happy Saffron Plus was developed by Dr. Daniel Amen, a double board certified psychiatrist and world-renowned leader in brain and mental health. It contains a mix of the most potent saffron, curcumin, and zinc, three clinically studied ingredients proven to improve mood, help support your memory, and decrease stress. Happy Saffron Plus is changing lives. Join the thousands already experiencing a happier, healthier lifestyle. Get Happy Saffron Plus with a special offer at GetHappyToday.com, where you'll find the lowest price available anywhere. That's GetHappyToday.com. Happy Saffron Plus. Make your brain and body happy. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Ladies and gentlemen,
we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars, because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Hey, it's me, Blippi, and this is my best friend, Mika.
Hi, I'm Mika, and this is our brand new podcast,
Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. The Blippi-mobile will take us to amazing places.
And we'll meet new friends along the way.
Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.